God damn it, Orgel.
Now we're live.
Teddy, what you fuck? What you think?
Oh, it's what's his name dying? Epstein's death.
Epstein just deciding to take the easy way out by letting someone else kill him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are live, aren't we? I see us now.
Are we? Are we live?
You're live.
We're live.
Fucking A, we're live. All right. This episode of the Red Eye Report, we discuss getting locked up. We make sweet love to a 13-inch Sony Trinitrizzle. And as usual, we put five on it.
Got it.
With me this week is the soot-covered ashtray. Ashtray was committed to a mental institution 12 times in his 36 years on this earth. The first one was because he was perceived to be a danger to himself. The other 11 were just to get some more of that delicious Jell-O.
Mm-hmm. They put Valium in it.
Yeah, that's why it's delicious. Next to him is the fluffy teddy bear. Teddy's never been committed, mostly because he's black. I know that sounds racist, but black people have a different system of mental health commitment.
Yeah,
it's called taking your grandma to church. we've got the
devil in him.
Exactly. We've also got an all-seeing oracle. He's been committed so many times, they named a wing after him in a facility in Massachusetts. It's called Sleeping Baiting Hall.
Nobody sleeps in the baiting hall.
Go away,
last and baby. Least, I'm the mystic. I was committed once, but it was for a story I was writing. There was a bitchy nurse, a very large Native American man, and a lot of good drugs. And actually, the Jell-O was amazing. This is the Red Eye Report.
Of course you thought the Jell-O was amazing.
Yeah. Anybody got my sauce. One flew over the cuckoo's nest?
I did.
Oh.
All right.
I forgot there's a Jell-O reference in that.
I've never seen it.
There's no Jell-O reference in that.
I was just making fun of Mystic being fat and eating all
the time. What was the reference that I missed?
The bitchy nurse and the Native American.
Nurse Ratchet.
Nurse Ratchet.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Like I said, I've never seen it, so.
You'd like it.
Guys are fucking.
We're all fucked.
You're all fucked.
Why aren't we committed?
Hold on.
Too much freedom in this country, that's why.
Why is it? You know, I don't like
technology.
What is walking behind you, Oracle?
I don't know what you're talking about, Teddy.
Why is there a knife? Why does it have a knife?
Why does it have a knife?
So I should do like the ring fucking shit or something.
There you go. Tonight we're talking about involuntary commitment or civil commitment, as it's also referred to, because, you know, nobody wants to call it involuntary, right?
Yeah, right.
Also known informally as sectioning or being sectioned. So like section 8, I guess, you know, something like that. So usually it's when an individual is deemed to have mental disorder, like a mental health disorder. And is ordered to into treatment at a psychiatric hospital, which is the inpatient, or an outpatient, which is the community. So I guess I kind of wanted to focus more on the community, because what I did, I saw this thing on Vice, and it was this island where Washington State basically sends all sex offenders, if they feel that they have, if they still have tendencies when their prison sentences are up. Now, here's the fucked up part, though, is that there are no release dates. They can keep you there however the fuck they want.
As far as this island?
Yeah, however long they want. It's called McNeil Island.
So they just kind of live there in their own little community?
Yeah, basically. They have
like
their own
that one in Florida
room. And there's an article in the outline. I watched the video, but this is an article summing it up. But that picture right there is a dude who, like, he raped his siblings when he was young. And now he's been there for he's been there after his prison sentence for like 15 years or some shit. And he doesn't, like, he even admitted, he's like, I don't think I would do it. But I don't trust myself.
Which link is it that has this fucking slime ball?
Vice
one.
Says the island where.
Is that the guy sitting in the chair?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God, of course he'd have to rape someone.
Look at him. There's shut up. So there's 236 sexually violent predators.
How many?
Whose prison sentences have been ended by the state, but the state refuses to release them back into society. So they use a process called civil commitment. 19 other states have it, and that I also have. Wisconsin is one of them.
What about Tennessee?
Let me find out. Hold on a goddamn minute, dude.
Just ask him, bro. Jesus Christ.
Shit, man. Yep, you got to be all up in my shit, dude.
Get all up in his shit.
Because my computer, it's a goddamn job. You need to get a new computer.
It's frail.
You need to start a GoFundMe for
oil. Yeah, we should start a fucking GoFundMe.
So no, we didn't say we. We said you.
Okay, 20 states. Arizona, California, Florida, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. Hmm. And the District of Columbia. So basically, these states can keep anybody that they want after their sentence if they feel that they pose a threat to society. Now, it's not just sexual, you know, offenders. This one dude that I found a fucking article on called, it was on theappeal.org. Don't know how credible that fucking is. But, goddamn. In Texas, which, as you can imagine, is probably one of the worst ones. Actually, this is in L.A., sorry. In January, Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge James Bianco ruled that after spending nearly two decades detained by the state of California without trial, George Vasquez was a free man. So he was 44 when he was released. He was like 25 when he got locked up.
Hmm.
Or no, 28. 17 years.
And that was with no trial?
No trial. So what happened is he was in prison for 6 years for sex crimes in 2000. So California prosecutors invoked a little known, lesser understood practice called civil commitment. So basically they did that, but it was the argument for this against it is that it's kind of like Minority Report, where it's locking people up and keeping people under wraps.
They've served
their time.
Yeah.
I guess yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're locking them up because of something they might do. So that precedent is set. So what's to stop them from being like, oh, you stole a car. We think you're going to do it again.
Well, no one wants sex offenders moving in their neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this is true, but I think it's really weird that there's no, like, parameter set.
Yeah, yeah, that's, like, the worst part.
I mean, there's a wide range of sex offending. I mean, if you piss on a school fence, you can be labeled a sex offender. I mean, there's a wide range in this shit.
You're 21 and she's 17.
Well, then ooh, you're sex offender. Well, yeah, go for an 18-year-old. Fuck shit.
But also just
there's plenty of high school girls that sleep with older men, an indefinite amount of time.
That just seems really,
and a lot of these people are kept before trial too.
Yeah.
So like in Florida, 89 of the 489 detainees at their civil commitment center are pre-trial.
Ooh.
So 14 have been held for more than a decade, 5 for nearly 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So without any charges being brought against them.
That is fucked up.
Yeah.
How can they hold me that long without any charges? That's my thing. I don't get.
Because that's the law. The law is literally that vague.
Wow. And I guess they probably have no means of like paying for a lawyer to try to fight for their.
Oh, yeah. No, they of course they don't.
So. This is off of Washington State, McNeil Island.
Hmm.
Does this say anything about the infrastructure of this place?
And here, McNeil Island detainees are embroiled in a lawsuit right now alleging that the drinking water provided to them is unfit for consumption and has resulted in unexplained deaths and high cancer rates. Yeah. Trial on their claims is set for next year. In Texas' for-profit civil commitment facility, there are a host of reported problems, including medical care. A recent Journal News report outlined many problems in New York's civil commitment facility that are much like those in the nation's jails and prisons: rapes, beatings, illicit drug use. Because they're all for-profit. Yep. You know what I mean?
Weird. So
that's interesting.
You know, Texas is the reason we don't have a To Catch a Predator anymore. You said they were tough as everybody.
Really?
Why?
Boom.
What?
Because they did a To Catch a Predator in Texas. And the thing was, in Texas, it's illegal for you just to talk to a minor like that on the computer. They can arrest you just for that. You don't have to show up to the house. So one of the guys didn't show up to the house. So the TV crew and everything, and the cops and everybody else and TV crew went with him. And the guy ended up shooting himself. He turned out to be like an assistant DA or something.
Yeah, he was like kind of a big person, and didn't he have a family too?
I don't know if he had a family, but he came to his door and shit. He shot himself, and fucking that was the end of Catch Predator. He shot himself
on the show.
Not on the show.
They staked out his house, trying to get him because he didn't show up. He didn't show up to the trap house, so they went there to get him, and he ended up shooting him. So he knew
he was caught.
Yeah,
just decided to take his own life.
Well, I mean, at that point, you kind of should go kamikaze on it and fucking shoot yourself on camera,
right?
just to be immortalized.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, right? He was a pervert and a martyr.
In Minnesota, their civil commitment center has been there for over 20 years. They've released one person.
Wow. This is weird. It reminds me of like the fucking leprosy fucking.
Oh, you can't even swim away from there, can you?
Can you?
Yeah, we can see.
Oh, yeah.
So this is that island.
Oh, no, that's out. Yeah, they have ferries that run. It's like there's a 20-minute ferry ride.
Other islands around it. But I'll zoom out here so you get an idea.
Yeah, but that water is cold as fuck. That's in the.
It's right off of Tacoma.
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting. Shit.
Huh.
Yeah, so it was a real kind of eye-opening video. It was one of the first, like, you know, you scroll through some shit on Facebook and you're like, oh, this looks kind of interesting. Then you watch it and you're like, damn, dude.
Look at Teddy's fucking screen, how it's frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
see, maybe the cover of his new stand-up album.
Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah, we could hear you.
Well, yeah, why the fuck is it frozen, man? I'm backing out. I'll be right back, man. I'm turning my camera off.
It's working now, Teddy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I can see it.
It's delayed on the Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is kind of crazy, though, because it's for profit, and what's really... You know, there are no legal fucking parameters and there's no oversight, or it seems like there is an oversight.
Right.
I mean, shit. That sounds like there's enough abuse in the justice.
I guess they're being paid for by the state. They must be. It's not like they have jobs out there. They may mow the lawn, but.
I'm pretty sure they take care of the fucking facilities and stuff.
Yeah, to a certain degree.
Sure about that?
You've got these people that are being restrained there. I mean, you make prisoners where they have prisoners at work. I mean, why wouldn't they have them work? I mean, they're pretty much prisoners.
Oh yeah, they went.
Yeah, I guess what you're saying.
Yeah. So
if they're still technically a prisoner, even though they've served their time. Taco Bell. That's the one.
So yeah, so like, you guys know anybody that's ever been committed?
I do actually.
Not that I think, you know, like stories where it's like, oh, like someone's family member or something, but mm-hmm. I can't think if I have anyone close or directly that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like the state ordered it or something, you know.
Well, they used to do it all the time to housewives who complained.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Seriously, like it would.
Get your ass in there, Carol. I'm gonna fuck you.
Yeah, friend, either commit them or some people had. Remember when they were transorbital lobotomies were all the rage for like
10,
15 years.
That's fucking terrible.
Like, he's got this, you know, she's got this problem. You know, mm-hmm. it could be solved by basically turning your wife into a zombie.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Terrible.
Teddy, you said you knew somebody?
Yeah, I did.
Well, tell us.
No, I don't. I'm just answering the question. Yes, I'm not
going to. Yeah, you didn't get into it.
Yeah, I know because I know they're probably watching.
Did they get out?
Oh yeah,
they're out. And yeah. They're still an interesting person. Like sure. it's like Cone, but on fucking like to the 10th power. Like when she came over, she came over. We smoked a blunt. And she wanted me to like turn my. My Xbox wouldn't be on, but she wanted me to disconnect my Kinect and stuff because they're watching her. And I'm like, what? Nobody cares yeah. about you.
You're not yeah, that important. Especially the Kinect. I'm like,
you're not that important.
Nobody.
Yeah, I've known a couple of people who, a girl specifically, who tried to commit suicide and was put in for a while.
Yeah, that'll get you in there.
Crazy, bro.
She was crazy, I'll tell you that right now.
Bitches be crazy.
Right? Yeah, the problem, too, is with crazy people is they don't think they're crazy.
Right.
It's a lot, you know, like
nobody,
they can't.
Nobody thinks they're crazy in the end.
Oh,
we're all probably crazy. Well, you told us.
Some people think they're crazy.
I'm crazy. I mean, I think we're all crazy, though. It's like the really crazy ones, though, like are full into it, you know, like, no, right. This is how it really is.
See, and the thing is it starts out with a 72 hour. So like if somebody like I was talking to Hayrod and he said he went to the doctor and he was super pissed off and he like yelled at the elevator, like yelled fuck at the elevator. And there was like a nurse on the elevator. And I was like, yeah, you should have fucking started twitching and said, we're psychiatric. He's like, oh man, that's a good way to get a 72 hour hold. Cause like, you know, she's a qualified professional. Medical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That could say, well, we need to evaluate this guy. And then after that, it's a 14 day if they think you're crazy enough. And then they can fucking just hold you for however the fuck long they want.
Yeah.
Actually, Ohio wasn't one of those states. So I don't know if can, but Wisconsin definitely is. And you know, that's fine, but there's got to be instances where people just get swept up into the system.
Yeah. Right?
And people forget, and then they do become fucking crazy because all the drugs they're being fed and shit. And like,
right. I mean, they're maybe, yeah, this situation isn't ideal. They're in with the wrong crowd or whatever. They probably are estranged from family.
Just in the wrong crowd, that's all.
You know, the family is probably not there to support them or whatever. Nobody's checking up on them.
Ooh-hoo.
And if it's for profit, well, fuck. It makes sense for me to keep you in my facility.
Exactly.
But wait, you're getting a check from the state.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the biggest problem in the world in the U.S., but well, it seems like a big enough problem that we should be fucking focusing on.
Our criminal justice doing something about it. It is fucked.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this, like a lot of things with criminal justice and whatnot, it's just kind of like, man, that's really fucked up. Or there was like a bad cop that was planting fucking guns or whatever. But with this, it's really creepy because there is no fucking law.
Yeah, there's no end to it.
What is the standard? What is the, you know, what are the parameters?
I did learn that if you go up here to the main light, if you take a left, you go to the interstate, but if you take a right, there's a Pep Boys and little shopping center shit. And over there's a building. And I've lived here for like 10 years. I've never known what that building is. And I found out it's a mental health facility.
Ah.
So they're cut. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, my girlfriend told me, she was like, yeah, such and such. I was like, what? Because I told her I didn't want to live next to one of those places. She's like, yeah, I described
you
it.
You already do, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. She's like, you already do. There's something
actually,
right there.
I'm you're
like,
what? Inside.
Yeah. It's like, it's more likely you'll have someone in a small, like, rural nursing home that gets out past, you know, and they're not like crazy, but more severe dementia, and they walk into traffic.
No fear of somebody breaking out of here, making it all the way and picking my
house. Why'd you say you're never going to?
Because I was being a dumbass. Like,
same reason why he throws trash out the window sometimes.
Yep. Yeah,
sometimes. Yeah, sometimes.
Just randomly litters like a douche.
Fuck the earth.
The I have a friend who was a nurse at the Mendota Mental Health here in Madison, and yeah, I mean, her job is like managing people who can, like, you know, have a hair trigger, like, just us, you know, and having to kind of like just talk them out of it, like, hey, sometimes distract them. It's almost like a, oh, jangly the keys. And sometimes before, so the aides can get up behind them and like grab the arms and sedate them. So yeah, it's just like managing a bunch of people. And a lot of times, like, they're so crazy, they don't really know what's going on or where they're at.
Oh, yeah,
and so of course they're fighting, you know, with the nurses and stuff. It's like hard to keep them. God, I hope if I, you know, I know I'll go see now.
Practice your headbutts.
But I hope I am.
And also, they got their retard strength. So
I hope I'm a happy, content senile. Even if I tell, you know, me, I'll tell the same story over and over again every time you guys come visit me in the nursing home.
Dude, so
when I go crazy, just put me in a mental home. Just put me in front of a TV with Mario, and I'll be good. I'll run that bitch over and over, and just put food in front of me.
You know,
catheter in my dick.
You know, our generation is gonna have that moment where there's gonna be some story in the media about how, you know, bringing in retro video games into the senior center has helped spark, you know, memory. And how they say, like, talk about music, how music helps them remember things. Well, if we bring them, Pong, you know,
well, you end up being the cure to Alzheimer's.
You wouldn't believe what Teddy remembered when they brought in Resident Evil 2 on PlayStation 1.
He was telling us stories about, about the
Sonic album. I still remember all
the Sonic 2.
I still have a few.
The stuff I remember is retarded. I really think it would help, especially in this day and age, with fucking stuff with Nintendo and Atari and stuff.
There are certain older albums that, like, when I hear them, I'll remember what video game I was really into at the time as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's strange. Like, for some reason, video games are like time markers for me in my life. Like, I remember moments.
Movies.
I remember the video game that I was playing at that time. Like, I was working on it. It's strange.
Whenever somebody says a movie, I instantly think about how old I was and what I was doing when that movie came out.
That's interesting.
That's like, yeah, what it is.
I see. For I see. Me. Like, I grew missing. Yeah, like when I watch a movie, I'm like, what was
it? Girl,
or something.
Is it like the trailers and shit? Do you remember the trailers, or do you remember the actual?
You just remember, like, I have a few. So Jurassic Park is one marker that, because I just happened to remember that one movie's date was 1993. And I remember going to see it when it came out in the theaters at opening day.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that's the one. That's probably one of the only movies I always think of. Like, oh, yeah, 1993.
After watching that movie at the movie theater, I did not want to go downstairs and play pool in the basement.
Some velociraptors after you and shit.
Hell yeah. No, we had a furnace on the other side, and we're up north, and the furnace made noise and shit. So, yeah, we got to play a pool and get that furnace. Come on. Like, oh, my God.
Nah. Word. All right. Well, that's really all I wanted to say about this bullshit. Look it up, people.
Yeah. And then forget about it.
Yeah.
And then forget about it. And then don't do anything until they commit you.
Awesome. So we talked about hemorrhoids last week, and Ashtray, a guy at my job, he's like complaining about hemorrhoids all day today.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ.
They're like, God damn it. Everybody's getting hemorrhoids around me.
Everybody's getting hemorrhoids.
I definitely tell you, I notice all the Preparation H ads that I just would go in one ear and out the other now. Like, yeah, I do advertise.
So, how's the hemorrhoid? What's the update?
Pain is...
Don't ask.
Oh, you're fine. The pain subsided, but it's still swollen.
Special.
I don't want him to ask because it's sensitive to you. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear about it.
Come on, it's like the weather report.
The swollen. Swelling has
asking
not.
Him about his ass. Dude, fucking.
The swelling has not gone down.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about, dude? Okay. Moving on to the what's sexy section of the show. This is where we tell you what's sexy, and Teddy has a Nintendo thing.
Okay, so there's a new Nintendo Switch model that's coming out. It's going to replace the old one. Yeah, it's the same. It looks exactly the same, but the screen, Nintendo's been working with Sharp, so the screen is a little better. But the main thing is the battery life. The original Nintendo Switch battery life would last between, I think it was 2.5 to 6.5 hours. But this is going to take it to 4.5 to 900 hours. 9.5 hours.
900 hours.
9.5 hours. Fucking yeah. Yeah. 900 hours.
That's if you play Tetris on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Apparently the game that takes drains the most battery life out of the Nintendo Switch is the, Wind Waker. Shit. What's the Zelda game called? Breath of the Wild. Yeah, and they said it would usually drain a Switch in about 2.5-3 hours, but you can double that time to about 6.5 hours.
Like here. The amount of process.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's decent.
That's pretty good for handheld. Yeah. 6.5 hours.
And it's basically if you play with it mainly on the TV, mm-hmm. then it's not really for you.
Yeah,
I'm sure that. Are they running for the Switch? The new ones
are the exact same price, $299. $299. The thing is, like, if you have one, like I have a Switch, and I want to, mm-hmm. I got it the day it came out, and I really want to kind of upgrade. So GameStop is doing a swap pretty much, where you get a brand new Switch for $75.
Nice. Okay, well, all, maybe
a few things that GameStop does to be relevant.
I mean, so
you have to.
Right,
but the only catch is you have to bring in everything that came with your Switch. That means the two side slidey things, both Joy-Cons, the thing, the Switch,
all the cords
itself, the battery, the dock, the anything that came in the box, you have to bring back with it.
So does the new one come with a dock?
It does. It comes with everything.
Okay.
It comes just like this
one. So it's just like the hardware screen.
It's just updated.
Updated battery and a better screen and stuff. So
I will say that with the Switch, it's been kind of a bummer on the plane because it never lasts the whole time for me.
Exactly. Because I play, if you play the brightness all the way down, you put your headphones in because you got to turn the volume up a little bit. This will greatly
extend the battery. You gotta play Tetris, bitch.
He plays Tetris on the Switch, actually.
me.
You and me in the Tetris arena.
All right. So up next is me. We're gonna talk about some TV heads. So these dudes, we ran a retrack about this. That's how I saw it.
You got the video.
Wow!
It's right in the ABC Action News here.
The hell?
This isn't the video I'm looking for. These aren't the droids you're looking for. The bizarre discovery happens. So anyway, these guys left televisions, like old box TVs, like 13-inch shit like that, on people's front doorsteps, on their porches and shit, over 50 houses in one night.
They had all these TVs.
But they were wearing, as you can see when the video comes up here, they were wearing jumpsuits and old box TVs on their heads, so you can't see who they are. And they're just leaving shit and walking away.
At most, this seems to be more of an inconvenience.
That's awesome.
So, like, yeah. So, like, the cops were kind of, the cops watching the video, the cops get kind of pissed because they have to take all these TVs away. They had, like, a big fucking box truck and shit to put them all in.
That's funny.
And, like, these cops are like, I don't know that there was really a, you know, a crime here. He's like, it's just more of an inconvenience, I guess. He's like, the only crime we could really charge him for is illegal dumping. You know, but these people are bringing them working, like, box TVs and shit. Like, just leaving them on their doorstep. And this is the second time.
I haven't left this much weight in
forever. And this is the second time it's happened. It happened in August in the same city in Virginia, different neighborhood. It happened last August, too.
Really?
Yeah, right here. Yeah, August 2018. But, it's just...
They haven't been caught?
No. They don't really know how to catch them, I guess. I'm sure they don't invest much time into it, either. Like, it's not really...
Yeah.
Well, they probably are like probably two guys who work at like the recycling center or something. Yeah, you know, right. It's just like they throw a guys. Couple boob TVs in a back room. No one notices until after a couple of months they build up and then they go out and do that. That's fucking brilliant. When you remember my big dumb TV like died and anyways, it was like the HDMI 1080p, but when they're still tubes and heavy as fuck. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be great to just plaster vinyl on the front of the screen that says, nobody wants me, because you have to like pay to get rid of them. And then just like leave it right on an overpass, like kind of by the fence where it like looks like you'd be more jumping off the freeway. It says nobody wants me.
Yeah.
And then my stepbrother is like, oh yeah, I got my permit for construction waste. You just throw it in the back here when he's helping me move. I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, go to the trouble of hauling it out to a freeway and making sure it actually gets attention.
They think that you're going to throw it over there.
Right, yeah. The cops come flying up.
They throw you in a civil commitment.
If I saw
you
trying to put a big project, ass sir.
Fence, yeah, right? I did it for art. That's all awesome.
Right, yeah. Anyway, Ashtray, Four Loko Hard Seltzer.
Oh, yeah. So I just came across this news. I don't know if they're on shelves yet, but
oh, I hope so.
The the seltzer craze is the big money maker right now in the alcohol industry.
What's a seltzer?
A seltzer is like soda water. So like my Soda Stream, that's just plain seltzer water. Same thing as club soda is another name for it. But there's Four Loko, Truly, Bon and Viv, and like Henry's, I think.
Truly, yeah.
They so all they are is finally someone caught on to essentially doing the same, like instead of the malt, the flavored malt beverages like fucking Mike's Hard Lemonade and stuff like that, like it's just bubbly water and booze and some sugar free flavoring. Wham bam, you got like a low calorie alcoholic drink you can sell to the floozies. And I mean, they're not that bad. The Bond and Viv ones are pretty good. But Four Loko, so the problem with these drinks though is they're only like 4.5 percent alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up almost getting sick of them by the time you had three. But with Four Loko, they're bringing in their patented 14% alcohol.
Damn.
Into soda water.
So what you're saying is there's going to be a lot more date rape going on at clubs.
Well,
because these floozies are going to be drinking this shit thinking it's fucking water. You know what I mean?
They'll be sticking to their white claws.
Oh.
I think
anytime
they're...
you have to use adverb that in front of bad, it's not it's so bad.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's not that bad, but yeah. It's pretty.
The article, though, the writer wrote, we have no idea what this combination of words means. Say Four Loko seltzer sour with a hint of blue raz. That's the name of the flavor. Three times, and it's sure to invoke the ghost of a frat boy named Kyle who calls you a pussy and tries to piss ectoplasm in your sink.
Said that?
Just the author of this article about this Four Loko thing. He's said. That's what he said. Yeah, like the ghost of a frat boy named Kyle who calls you a pussy and tries to piss ectoplasm when you're saying it.
Pussy.
So yeah, keep your eyes on the in the gas station aisle.
I absolutely will not. But thank you for letting me.
Yeah,
know.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I'll be on it.
If I want a drink, I'll just get some whiskey.
I got five on it.
Dude, have some goddamn dignity.
I know. <Right. laughs> I lost that years ago in the war.
At Walgreens.
Jesus Christ.
At Walgreens, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I lost that when I had a hand.
Looking for a butt pillow.
All right.
What Oracle, you Yakuza found?
Yakuza Zero. So, are you guys familiar with the Yakuza series?
Dang.
By Sega, really popular in Japan. It's kind of a beat 'em up type of game.
Yeah, I know about the
video footage. I can't remember.
Sega! So these games are super popular in Japan, and they've been PlayStation exclusives for many years, but Sega has ported them over, and this along with this prequel over to PC. So I've been playing.
I thought you don't play PC games anymore.
I play PC games sometimes.
Wait, so game named Yakuza is big in Japan?
Yeah.
Weird.
So, yeah, you're a Yakuza guy, and the thing about these games is they have, like, the beat-em-up elements are pretty good, but they also have, like, a really good sense of humor about it. And you're a lot of, like, little mini-games and shit. Like, you can go in and play, like, arcade games, so you play, like, classic arcade games, or you do fucking sumo wrestling, or play darts like and shit like
dumb
like
shit.
That. Yeah.
Like in GTA. Boy, that's some
shit to distract you from how bad the game is.
The game's actually pretty good. Like, the fighting's good.
Looks pretty good.
And it's fighting. It's got a real kind of unique style to it, which is fun. So, yeah, I've been playing that. It's been just kind of a fun thing.
So now this was something that was... Oh, it was Cruising USA. This was something that was just on the PlayStation.
So the series
was. How many Yakuzas have they made?
I don't know in Japan, but PlayStation I think they have
2?
Like 8.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I've heard of them before back in the past, but
yeah,
I've never played any of them.
They're super popular back then, but they've actually redone all of the old ones and re-released them. And they've condensed like some of the storyline into Yakuza Kiwami. One and two, that covers like 4 games or something like that. So, yeah, interesting. Wow. Picked it up for $20 on Steam.
It got the whole series $20.
No, just that game.
Oh, just that one. Zero.
Yeah, they're long games though.
All right. Now we're moving on to the fuck what you think. This is where we tell you to fuck off and you listen. Well, I'm going to start it off with brake pads. So. About 3 weeks ago, I don't know, some time ago, I went and bought 2 sets of brake pads, front and back. Or at least that's what I thought. Turns out they were both back sets of brake pads. Dude at Napa was like, oh, hurry up, that's what the computer says. They're both the same pad. I'm like, dude, I have never known a car that has the same size brake pads, front and back. They're always like twice the size on the front.
Napa know how.
Yeah, know how to get the wrong fucking pads. So then I take them back 2 days ago. We put the back ones on because we were going to do all 4.
Right.
Took them back.
Half the job done.
Yeah, and then they're like, okay, here's the right one. And I look at them, and they're like barely bigger than the ones he gave me. I'm like, these are not the fucking pads, dude. So he showed me the screen, right? And that said that was the number for my car. But I don't know what this dude typed in. Because that isn't the pad
for my car. That wasn't your card?
So I go there to do the brakes today. We take the pads off, and they're like at least 2 inches bigger. Like, than the pads that he gave me. So I'm like, fuck this. I took the old pad to a different Napa because where we were doing the brakes was like half an hour from where I am. So it's a different Napa. And he's like, yeah, I got your front pads in stock. He's like, and I don't know what the fuck they were doing because these aren't even for your car. It's like, these are fucking for like a fucking, it was like a 2008 fucking Mercury something else. So like they just were that
he was
stupid.
But the other one was doing wrong.
Yeah. So he was just like the people. And this is the Napa that I got these pads from initially is like the distribution Napa for all of Milwaukee. Fucking enormous. It's like a huge warehouse. You know what I mean? Trucks coming in and out, shipping shit all over the city. You would think that these motherfuckers know what the fuck they're talking about.
Or they're sending the wrong shit.
Yeah.
To all the other Napas.
But twice, yeah. 2 different people gave me the wrong fucking brake pads.
Damn.
How hard is it to give me front brake pads for one of the most popular cars from that fucking era? They're all, you know, it's a police car, basically. I know you have them in stock. you know?
Right.
Fucking retards. So finally, I got the right pads. Got the shit done. Now I can stop without fucking potentially killing myself.
That helps.
Word. All right. Oracle. Dumb fucking cat.
Oh, what's he done now? She done.
Fucking dumb cunt.
Goddamn dumb cunt, Bella.
Well, so I'm standing there having a pleasant evening with the cat and the girlfriend.
Coming for you, Ashtray.
Reading.
What? I heard sirens. So I thought they were coming for you.
Reading a book.
Not yet.
Smoking my pipe. And
crack pipe.
Yeah, my crack pipe.
Like you do.
And I'm standing there, kind of getting ready to come on for the show. And recently I got a package with the book that I'm reading, you know, an Amazon package, a box. And, you know, as you do when you have a cat, you let leave the box
out. You leave the box out for a week or so.
The fucking cat can play with it. And I'm standing there, and out of the corner of my ear, I hear the sound of fucking cat piss ejecting out of my cat into this box. And she knew she did something wrong. I mean, years
wait,
ago.
So y'all, wait, so y'all leave boxes out for cats to play with?
Fuck yeah, that's dude, a cat that's thing. Like do. When you open Amazon
well,
packages.
She played with the box the way she wanted. She pissed on the motherfucker. Well, it's like giving a dog a box to rip it up and make a mess.
Yeah, they usually don't pee. It was totally unprovoked. She knew she did something wrong. I didn't fucking beat her.
I would have.
I was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Grab him by the tail and you swing him around.
So they start pissing all over your fucking living room. And she ran off and she hid. It just totally unprovoked. So fuck off, Bella.
Yeah, well, this happened just before
to watch
tonight.
If she keeps doing it. You need to watch, though, because if she keeps doing it, it might be a bladder thing.
Yeah, they'll get.
Because one of my daughter's cats had that shit. Had
yeah,
that
if a cat starts peeing in weird places or, you know, breaking the. Yeah, it could be a.
They have to, like, test for some enzyme in their piss, basically.
She was, like, fucking staring me in the eyes while she was doing it.
Well, maybe.
Maybe she was just pissed off at you.
We did have a harness on her, like a walking
being indignant.
Harness.
Oh,
earlier.
Yeah. She was mad. She was fucking vindictive. Cats are fucking vindictive assholes.
You don't walk cats. Man. What the fuck would you
do? You don't walk them. Why not? Take them out and leash them.
Yeah.
Why not?
What would you leash a cat?
Don't you remember those pictures of Tootsie and Pee Wee out in the yard?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. White people.
Why? Who cares? They want to go outside and play, too.
Yeah, no, cats like going outside, but like,
okay,
you gotta have a. Let's just have an indoor, constant indoor outdoor cat.
Teddy, seriously? What's wrong with you? Why is that a big deal?
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal that people take cats outside. Like, you're freaking out because people are taking cats outside. Like, they just stab a fucking child in the face or some shit. You're like, wait, you rape a fucking 12-year-old?
There are people who take their boa constrictors out around their neck in public.
Boa constrictors?
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, like young ones.
Like a boa constrictor? Like, is that like Bob the Builder?
Cats outside. I'm talking about on a leash, okay?
Constrictor,
yeah.
Could go walk her in the cemetery or something where there isn't much traffic.
Well, who gives a fuck what other people are doing anyway? Let them walk their cats.
Yeah,
not like he's walking his pet.
Cool your tits, Teddy.
Somebody out there is some crazy white dude who walks a pet guy.
Like my aardvark.
Yeah.
Anyway,
everybody's trying to throw fucking pets at me now.
Bella. Ashtray, Steve King.
Steve King, goddamn.
The idiot from Alabama. Isn't he from Alabama? Is that the dude?
No, Iowa.
Iowa, that's right.
I know. So Steve King of Iowa, basically he was given like during some campaign fundraiser or whatever, he's given a speech basically he said, what if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out
over
that were products of rape and incest?
Iowa,
would there be any population in the world left if we did that? Basically, because he wants to have the anti-abortion bill also not give you a right to abort a baby that's a product of rape or incest. And his argument, he's like, considering all the wars and all the rape and pillage that's taking place, I know I can't certify that I was not part of a product of that. I'd like to think that every one of the lives of us is precious as any other. He's the one who was basically
stupid fucking
I know
argument to make.
The dumbest fucking argument that he's the one who was reprimanded in January by his own House Republicans when he was basically he was on some radio show interview and he was like, I don't see why white why now white supremacy's become a bad word.
Wow, really? He said that? Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah, it got some headlines. And
idiot.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things, too, where it's like, I wonder what sector of Iowa he's in, because it must not be I'm only used to the one side of the state by the Mississippi. So, anyways, this guy.
Well, you live in the city? Or you grew up in a small town, though, didn't you?
Yeah, but I grew up right across in Wisconsin, but we go to Dubuque, Iowa all the time. So, like, I'm familiar with Iowa quite a bit, but for the most part, just...
Because usually cities are way more liberal than...
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't even have to be liberal.
No, yeah, I get it, but
well, that's the thing
too.
You
don't see liberals talking about white supremacy.
There are other people.
There's no... It's a section of conservative. It's a purely conservative concept. It isn't like it's fucking...
There are other conservatives who are saying, like, I'm, in full-hearted support of, pro-life, but you can't say this stuff to get their cause, to push their agenda for trying to ban abortion. Sure
you can. That's why we have freedom of speech.
Well, you can say it. Hopefully sure. Keep your office. Or, like, the thing is, too, he got stripped of his assignments, so, like, he's no longer part of any committees. It's kind of
wasn't he on like the Ways and Means or something? It was some big committee.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, it's kind of like, you dumb fuck.
Well, they're all fucking idiots.
Yeah.
They think that going fucking more, the crazier you go, the better it's going to be in the long run.
Right. Trump is an experiment in that.
Yeah.
God damn.
Anyway, all right. Epstein death.
So Jeffrey Epstein is dead. The thing my focus thing about it is that we're never gonna. I don't care if he fucking killed himself or fucking he's fucking in Cuba with Tupac sodomized. Like it's like I wanted to see how deep this rabbit hole went and who was all involved. And now we're not going to. They say they're not stopping their investigation. But it's. Like, I really wanted to see that motherfucker snitch on a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You're never going to see it. Like,
oh! A lot of people wanted to see that. That's why he's dead.
Yeah.
Right. I hope that Jennifer, I think her name is Jennifer something, the one who started dropping big names. Like, I hope she's in witness protection program because, like, she dropped that name of that, some royal, prince something over in Europe and... some big like fucking hedge fund managers and shit. That's scary.
Yeah, right.
Do y'all think he's fucking? I think he killed himself or he got killed. Which one? I'm curious about you.
He got killed.
If he did kill himself, it was because somebody had some shit on him or his family. You know what I'm saying? There was a reason
behind it. They were going to like kill his entire family.
Right. They were going to murder his children or some shit. You know what I mean? Like that's, I think he got assassinated. I think they got to him, man.
Yeah. I mean, if not that though, could also say it's just as plausible as and someone decided, well, let's just take his cellmate away. And, let's put the two most tired guards on his suicide watch and because we know they'll fudge the paperwork like they always do.
Yeah, it could have been
I like to imagine that fucking Hillary Clinton walked into a cell and killed him like you ever seen GoldenEye, that chick that strangles people with her thighs?
Yeah.
She was like jumped up, grabbed the bar on the ceiling and fucking like fucking squeezed him to death.
It'd be even better if it was Chelsea who like posed as a fucking guard. and assassinated him. Comes walking out. Bill's sitting in the car.
Right.
That was a good job.
Right. She comes out with her weird eyeballs.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Now next we're gonna make a stop at the Lewinsky household. Anyway, in all seriousness, go fuck yourself, Princeton, New Jersey. That's our show. We're gonna be here every Wednesday or Thursday at 10-ish. Make sure you join the conversation at theredeyereport.com or facebook.com/theredeyereport. You can also twiddle us, but nobody gives a fuck. Like us, share us, or fuck us. We're down for whatever. I'm the Mystic.
I'm Oracle.
This is Ashtray.
And I'm Teddy.
And this is the Red Eye Report.
Oh, yeah. Cool tits, Teddy.
Cool tits, Teddy. I don't like that. There is no vote. What is this vote you're talking about?
3-1.
There's no 3-1. Yep. No. Fuck off.
We're all in agreement.
Cool tits, Teddy. You got to get it tattooed on your arm now.
Yeah.
I'll make up a logo for you.
Actually, it would fit on your knuckles. You could go cool tits Teddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you gotta get like a button shirt. Just put Teddy on your chest. Cool on one hand, tits on the other. Cool tits, and then just bust your chest open. Teddy. Yeah.
Boom. That would be fucking tits, awesome.
Teddy, rip your shirt like Hulk.
You're horrible friends. I just want you to know that.
Oh, come on, dude. Oh, you know that'd be phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
We go viral. You did that shit. Just write it on there with marker. You ain't even got to put a tattoo on there.
I'm not getting a tattoo.